Thank you, boys and girls, for asking me to be a part of your tape library project. You have sent me some questions to answer, so this will be a sort of press interview, and you will be the reporters sent to talk to me. I have never before been interviewed, so have had no experience in this sort of thing, but I will answer you as well as I can. You ask, why did you want to write books? Well, in the beginning, I never thought of such a thing. But ever since I was a child, I have been a scribbler. I wrote rhymes and stories just for fun. In those days, we had no TV, nor radio, nor even many movies, so we had to make our own fun. I liked to read, and I liked to write. I read the St. Nicholas magazine, which was a famous magazine for children, and I thought that when I grew up, I would write stories for the St. Nicholas. I even made up a name for myself to sign to those stories. My own name sounded rather commonplace to me, so I decided to be Arlene E. Hamilton, which I thought was much more elegant. I enjoyed thinking how surprised the world would be someday to find out that the famous Arlene E. Hamilton was nobody but me. For a while, I experimented with signing this name to all the little things I wrote. I'm afraid that by grown-up standards, the works of Arlene E. Hamilton were dreadful. But after all, the only way to learn to write is by writing. Write I did, and eventually I left Arlene and her childish fancies behind me. In high school, I worked on the school paper. In college and later, I used to write little plays and pageants for school or for Girl Scout affairs. Once in a while, I sold some verses or a story to a magazine, never to the St. Nicholas, alas. But my life was always so full of other things that I never even thought of attempting to write anything as long as a book, until I met Elizabeth. Elizabeth loved stories, but she especially loved history stories. She had recently moved to Newcastle, and her house was on the Strand, just opposite historic Packet Alley. Packet Alley had been the scene of many, many stories, and Elizabeth was surprised to discover that she could not find a storybook about Packet Alley to read to her children. "Someone should write one," she said. "Why don't we?" And that is why I first wanted to write a book. You ask, did anyone encourage you to write? Only Elizabeth. She was always egging me on. She would find some wonderful story in an old history book and say to me, "Children would love this. Let's write it." So we became a team. We became Elizabeth Meg, with both of us working together. You may wonder how two people can write a book. I can't answer that exactly. We would plan and talk and argue and write and rewrite and argue again until we were both fairly satisfied. By the time the book was finished, it was hard to remember who did what part of it. What Elizabeth enjoyed most was digging the story out of some musty old book. What I liked was the writing, making a new story out of the old one. You asked, do you like writing books? Of course I do. It's like going on a vacation to another place, and often to another time, even another century. It's like meeting interesting new people and having a chance to get well acquainted with them. In real life, I have had very little opportunity to travel. Reading about distant places helps, but when you write about a place, you have to see it so clearly in your own mind that you feel as if you had been there. For instance, when my friends tell me about their Mediterranean cruise, many of the scenes seem familiar to me. Because wasn't I aboard the George Washington when Captain Bainbridge sailed her under a pirate flag from Algiers to Constantinople? Of course, that was 173 years ago, but the harbors and the sea, the rugged coastline and the islands, the hot sun and the sudden storms must still be the same. And Tom Walton I'll remember as if he had been a neighbor's boy. As for the bad old day of Algiers, I won't forget him in a hurry. You asked, is writing hard, easy, or fun? For me, it is all three. The imagining part is pure fun. Parts of a story, such as conversations and descriptions, almost write themselves, and that is easy. For me, the hard part is building the plot and then making all the pieces of the story fit together neatly and smoothly. It is something like solving a rather tough jigsaw puzzle. You ask, how old were you when you wrote your first book? Well, I was old enough to have 4 well-grown children. You asked, how long does it take to write books? That depends on the book. Some books take many years. Some are dashed off in a few days. As for the Elizabeth Meg books, I can't even guess how long the actual writing took. Both Elizabeth and I were busy mothers and wrote only in snatches when we could find time. Full-time authors who can spend whole days at their desks accomplish much more. You ask, how did you select the titles? Selecting titles can be a very tricky business. The ideal title is one that attracts people and also gives a clue to what the book is about. In the first 2 Elizabeth Meg books, there was no problem. A Cheese for Lafayette and Packet Alley really named themselves. You asked, are the characters alive, and are they anyone you know? The answer for the historical characters is, of course, no. Although we always tried to learn enough about how they looked and talked and acted to make them come alive in the book. In Packet Alley, most of the modern characters were taken from life. Even the postman in the first chapter was one I knew. The main characters, the twins, Ted and Kathy, I knew very well indeed, although they were not really twins and even lived in different towns. Kathy's real name was Carla, and she was Elizabeth's daughter. Sometimes school groups would come to Newcastle on sightseeing trips, and often these visiting children, seeing Carla playing in the Strand near her home, would cry, "Look, there's Kathy." You may be interested to know that Carla, now grown up, is a doctor in a Philadelphia hospital. Ted, whose name really is Ted, is now a businessman. Incidentally, I do not think any author ever entirely creates a character. He must start from some real human being he has known and observed. Anyone who wants to be a writer would do well to keep a little notebook in which to scribble notes about people or places or scraps of interesting conversation or odd bits of information, anything that might come in handy someday. Such a notebook is like a sewing box full of useful bits of cloth, or a tool chest with assorted nails and screws and scraps of wood. You ask, tell us something about your life. I'm afraid my life wouldn't make much of an adventure story, but it has been an active and happy one. I was the only oldest child and the only girl in a family of 4 children. I grew up in western Pennsylvania, went to college in Kansas, which was my father's native state, and since my marriage have lived on the eastern seaboard, most of the time in Delaware. My husband and I have 4 children and 4 delightful grandchildren. Having a family of children and having children for friends has been one of the best parts of my life, and I am grateful for it. If I have written some stories that children enjoy reading, I'm grateful for that, too.